you always need to forgive. Jesus said, forgive them only one time, two times. Was it Paul or Peter? It was Peter. He's like, should we forgive them seven times? And Jesus said, no, 70 times seven. And that's 490, I'm pretty sure. That's a lot of times to forgive. And that's not just forgive. You only have to forgive in total 490. That's each individual thing. Each individual thing they do, you can forgive them for that specific thing 490 times. That is a lot. So in that same scripture passage where he says to Peter to forgive them 70 times 7, he starts to tell a parable, which, as you know, Jesus tells a lot of parables, which helps us understand, I think, at least. It helps me understand whenever I hear it in a story version. And so it's in Matthew 18, 21, verses 21 through 35. And I'm just going to read it. It is like a little long, but I'm going to read it anyways. And it says, therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle the accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. Like, I think talents is like money, right? So that's 10,000. Think $10,000. That is a lot of money. Like, who wishes they had just a random $10,000 right there? That's exactly. $10,000 is a lot of money. And so, but since he was not able to pay, his master ordered that he was sold with his wife, their children, and all that he had, and payment to, and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, pleading with him, saying, master, have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. Then the master of the servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. He forgave him the $10,000. He didn't have to pay the $10,000 anymore. He forgave him. That is a big forgiveness. And if that king can forgive him of that big forgiveness, what can we forgive the other people which is much smaller than that? Right? Forgiveness seems so hard. It's so hard for us just to forgive a person because they did something wrong. Why can't we forgive? It's not that hard. If this king could forgive $10,000, why can't we? But then, if we read on, it says, but that same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. He laid his hand on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me what you owe. So the fellow servant fell down at his feet and entreated him, saying, have patience with me and I will pay you everything. But he would not, and went and threw him in prison until he should pay the debt. So when the fellow servant saw what took place, they were very sorry and went and told their master all that had taken place. Now, if you realize, it says he went and found the servant. He didn't just happen to stumble upon, oh, that's a person that owes me money. He went out of his way to go find. This is directly after he was just forgiven $10,000, and this guy only owed him $1,000. Jesus forgave us all of our sins. He was whipped. He was put on that cross for us. He forgave us. And what do we do in return to our fellow neighbors, to our fellow friends? We act like that person who goes and he goes find the person to ask for them to give them back something. Instead, we should do what Jesus did, do what the king did, and forgive them of their debt. Now, I'm not saying if somebody owes you money, you have to not let them pay you back. Just, y'all understand what I'm saying, right? But he would, sorry, I lost my place. Okay, then his master, after he had summoned him, said to him, "Oh, you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, even as I had pity on you?" His master was angry and delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to each of you, if your heart, sorry, so also my heavenly Father will do to each of you if from your heart you do not forgive your brothers for his trespasses. We don't want to end up in jail for something we were already forgiven of because we want to forgive others, right? We want to think, oh, I've been forgiven of that. That's behind me. That's the past. They've already forgiven me. God's already forgiven me from that. But I'm not going to return the favor to someone else. The golden rule in Matthew 7:12, we should all know this, is, therefore, everything you would like men to do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Basically, do unto others as you want them to do to you. Right? Do you want to be stabbed in the back? Don't stab somebody else in the back. Right? If it doesn't feel good to you, it's not going to feel good to anybody else. Right? And then in Matthew 6, verses 14 and 15, it says, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men for their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses." That's just a reiteration of everything from the other verses. I love how the Bible, in multiple parts in the Bible, it's just a reiteration of what it just said. Because us, we can read it and then forget just the next second. So we need a reminder, like, hey, I just told you this, but I'm going to have to tell you again. It's like that person, he needed a reminder that he was just forgiven, right? It doesn't matter how long ago it's been. Because if you don't forgive a person, that is on, like, you remember that. Like, at least I do, because I'm guilty of it myself, right? You have that in your head all the time. Even, like, the enemy will bring it back up, like, you didn't do this whenever, you didn't forgive that person when they did that to you, so you didn't do this, like, putting that guilt back in your head. So stop that from happening. Don't make that, like, don't give the devil something else to bring at you on a daily basis. Instead, forgive the first time. Instead of having to go back and calling up a person and be like, hey, I forgive you. Because if you don't forgive, that could lose friendships. That could lose great relationships that you've had in the past because you didn't forgive them for something they did. And it might not even be something so bad, but just because you didn't forgive them, it caused wreck. I don't know. It caused unsteadiness, and then you lost that person. Do to others what you want them to do to you. You want to be forgiven if you make any mistakes. You don't want to have to go through your life remembering that they give you, because that puts it also on you. You're like, now you have to be super duper duper careful because we're human, we're flesh, right? We're bound to make mistakes. You don't want to cause the other person to have that remembrance that, oh, I'm not good enough because they won't even forgive me, right?